It is the largest culinary competition of any kind in the USA. Some 250 military chefs stationed around the world are competing in 500 different judged events. One will be named Armed Forces Chef of the Year, another Junior Chef of the Year. One of 15 competing teams will be Installation of the Year. Fort Lee's Chief of Advanced Food Service Training, Chief Warrant Officer Russell Campbell, is running the show.
Well, each competitor that enters, you know, they're competing against the standard for that category of that event. But then we also have some special awards, you know, for best in show, for, you know, maybe a centerpiece, or whoever got the highest score in a K category, or highest score for student skills. And those are extra awards that we present, trophies and some special gifts as well.
He pointed out that this competition is sanctioned by the American Culinary Federation, so ribbons won here become part of a chef's resume, in or out of the service.
You could have, you know, if there's 30 entries today, feasibly you could have 30 gold medals, okay? But the highest one would win for that category, the highest score.
Program Director of Culinary Arts Tom Russinella explained that in a point system, the chefs are essentially competing against themselves.
We're looking for taste, texture, doneness, being as perfect as possible, nutritional value, menu compatibility, and presentation, but that's a very small part of it. Because if it looks good, but it tastes not so good, that nobody comes back to your restaurant. So it's got to taste better than it looks even most days.
The chefs are timed and graded for sanitation, knife skills, cooking skills, and plate presentation. In one event, field competition, a team using a field kitchen trailer must serve a banquet of soup, entree, and dessert within a prescribed time. After the event, the team sits down with the judges and the two groups trade their conclusions on the service.
Even if you win a medal, medal will never put any money in your back pocket. What you learn, education, skill will put money in your back pocket.
Judge Jeffrey Acott said the post-meal debrief is the most important thing this team will do all day. This year, the competition is being streamed live.
It's a collaboration of different social media sites that we've kind of put together so that we can educate the public and show pride in the military and the organization.
Tim Capps, Fort Lee's knowledge manager, says this year the video stream can be found on Facebook and Defense Connect Online as well. The culinary competition is open to the public and runs through Wednesday. In addition to live cooking demonstrations, competitions, and displays, you can also get a ticket to eat in the field cooking event for about $5. The awards ceremony is Friday. John Ogle, WCVE News.